It's almost 2021, two more days before we ring in the new year. This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. It may be true that you can't wait for this horrific year to end. Surely 2021 has to be better, and I think many of us are hoping that turning over the calendar is going to make a difference. But as we close out this year, let's just think about all we have to be thankful for in this pandemic year. Technology has been a major blessing. We've all been forced to learn new software and new ways of connecting virtually. And sure, there are days when I feel zoomed out. But just imagine a year like this without these new technologies. Even 10 years ago, we would have been truly isolated. But we've stayed in touch with people all over the world, face to face, because of this amazing technology. We worship together virtually. We pray together. We even play games together and have all kinds of meetings virtually. And this has allowed us to keep things going. As we often say in our church, we are not on pause, we are on mission, and that's because of creative ways to use technology. Here at the Christian Working Woman, we began our Tuesday night Bible study to get us through this year, but I now realize we've opened a very important avenue of ministry that will continue for years to come, having a weekly Bible study. There are women in many places in our country and in the world who have no other real access to a Bible study group. Time and again, they have told me what this new ministry means to them, how it's helping them grow in their faith. And COVID-19 forced us to begin this. I am so very grateful. And we see many more ways to minister through media now than we ever did before. Technology has been a gift from God, which has proven to be a great blessing to the Church of Jesus Christ all over the world. Admittedly, many of us were reluctant to go there before COVID forced us to. It is a blessing. Also, another blessing is that we are more conscious of doing little things to help us stay healthier, like washing our hands more, keeping surfaces clean, being aware of the little things we can do to avoid this virus as well as others. That's good, and it will continue to be a blessing after the pandemic is over. So I encourage you to count the blessings of COVID for you and your loved ones, for your church, and for the kingdom. There are many. And speaking of that Tuesday night Bible study, we are starting again on Tuesday night, January 12th, for a new study, which I'm calling Improving Your Relationships by the Bible. You can sign up at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.